This is Lat Hashem. This is Laser Brody with episode 19 of Emunah Beams. Today we're shifting gears a bit, and I'm happy to accommodate all those listeners that asked me to devote a lesson to finding their soulmate, your Besheret, which in Yiddish means you're intended or you're destined. Now, if you're not married, today's talk is going to help you find your Besheret. And if you are married, today's talk will not only help you be a better spouse, but it will help you find the right mate for your children. Be'ezrat Hashem, with Hashem's help. Let me preface by saying that there's one big difference between what a married person should be doing before he or she gets married and after they get married. Before you agree to marry, you should be evaluating the candidate, in other words, the prospective mate. But once you're married, you should be evaluating yourself. Don't ever forget that, because it's a major key to marital peace that many people foul up on. Well, too many people, both in the Torah observant community and in the not yet observant community, they're looking for the wrong things. People look for yichus, which in Hebrew and Yiddish refers to a blue blood lineage. That's important, provided that the current generation follows in the path of the previous generation's righteousness and upright character. But if not, all it's worth is arrogance and snob appeal. And people look for money. That's also great if it's in the hands of the righteous, compassionate people. But if not, money's not worth anything more than more arrogance and snob appeal, both of which distance a person from Hashem. And that's the worst punishment on earth, is getting pushed away from Hashem. What else do people look for in modern society? They look for attractive looks. Usually, the good looks, they're gone in a few years anyway. So even if a person is Mr. or Miss Hollywood, they're movie star gorgeous. If they don't have a good character, you're in trouble. Even worse, if they have a bad character, bad temper, or a malicious heart, they're going to be the ugliest person on earth. No matter if they're the star on the movies. But good looks, they don't mean anything in a person that doesn't work on character, or a person that doesn't engage in daily self-assessment. If he or she has good looks, it's just going to be more fuel on the fire of arrogance and snob appeal. So everything people are looking for is just more arrogance and more snob appeal. What else do people look for? In the Orthodox circles, many people look for the spitz. The spitz is like the head, but it's also the sharpest. The sharpest, like the sharp point of a knife or a pin. So they call the spitz the sharpest point in the shiva. Or on the female counterpart, it's the queen of her Beis Yaakov class, the best girl in the class. But you know, the thing with a sharp point, it sticks. It's painful. It could cause a lot of injury. So you don't want to look for the sharp point. Because in most cases, the spitz is just more arrogance and snob appeal. So look what people are looking for. The yechus, the money, the good looks, the super intelligence, the spitz. Unless that person has really good character and really works on himself or works on herself, then it is going to be one big bag of arrogance, gaivin. So what are you getting married for? To impress the neighbors? To impress the people at shul for status? To impress the people at work? For that, you're willing to be miserable? So many people make that mistake. They marry the fancy-looking person, so everybody say, ooh, look at your wife. They're not supposed to look at your spouse anyway. So what are you getting married for? You see, if you go for what most of Jewish society calls the dream shidduch, yichus, money, good looks, the best in the class, chances are that you're going to get 1 ton of arrogance and 5 tons of misery. Ask anybody who's ever married a narcissist. That is no fun. But now, if we take the same qualities of yichus, of money, good looks, and brains, and we put them in a package of good character, emunah, and a good heart, that's already the Irish lottery. That's fantastic. So if you have somebody with good character, emunah, and a good heart, and even if they don't have any yichus, or they don't have any money, and they have an average IQ and no more, and they don't have particularly attractive features, you're still going to live a married life of heaven on earth if you marry such a person. because a person with a good heart is both compassionate and radiates with kindness. A person with emunah never gets angry and never raises his or her voice. Also, a person with emunah, they don't blame other people for their difficulties. You know, everything comes from Hashem. They have a wonderful outlook on life. And a person with a good character is an absolute pleasure to live with. Look, if you want to guarantee yourself a good life, this is what you have to look for. I'm not going to make life easier for you. I'm going to give you a big discount. How about this? Look, we talked about good character. We talked about a good heart. And we talked about emunah. But I'm going to take all those three qualities and wrap them up in one and give you one point to look for. Even if it's difficult for you to remember the three points of emunah, good character to good heart, when you go out with a person or you're looking for a prospective match, either for yourself or for your children, all I want you to do is look for a spouse with a good heart. One quality, good heart. In Pirkei Avos, we learn that that's the best quality you could possibly have. Why a good heart? A good heart, it includes everything. Because if you have a spouse with a good heart, that person will easily build emunah. Even if he comes from a completely non-observant background, never learned a word of Torah, if he's got a good heart or she has a good heart, they're going to right away attach to emunah. And they'll automatically have good character traits like humility and compassion and generosity and empathy. And they'll be great listeners and they'll be considerate. That, cherished sons and daughters, that's your dream spouse, the one with a good heart. And that I guarantee it. So now, how do you recognize a good heart? I'm going to give you three parameters on how to recognize a good heart. First of all, when you go out and you meet the person for the first time, ask yourself if he or she is a good listener. Do they value the things that you say? Do they care about listening to what you say? Do they treat you with respect? Now, don't confuse lustful flattery with respect. Okay, if you're a good-looking girl, a good-looking guy, and they right away smile at you, they're impressed with your looks, but don't be confused with that, because that's for testing a marital prospect. You have to look for the good heart, not for the good looks, like we already said. And if you're already married, ask yourself the same question. How is my heart? Am I offering my spouse a good heart? Once again, we say we assess ourselves rather than assessing our spouse. When we're looking for a partner, we assess the spouse. When we're married, we assess ourselves. Okay, so the first thing we find for a good listener. And once again, if you're married, this is something all married people have to work on, how to be good listeners, to listen to your spouse. Second, when the marital prospect speaks to you, close your eyes in the beginning and listen to his or her voice. Now ask yourself, is that voice filled with friendship, kindness, and compassion? Or is that voice only self-interest and self-centered? Because if you don't close your eyes, that physical attraction might overwhelm your good judgment. And once you're married, you should ask yourself if you give your spouse the friendship, kindness, and compassion that you want for yourself. But like I said before, when we're looking for a spouse, we have to look at that article, not to be confused by good looks. Okay, so put that aside. First, focus on the compassion. Torah chesed al-shana. We say that they have the voice of compassion, or he has a voice of compassion. Third thing we have to ask ourselves, is the marital candidate interested in you and your family background? Is he or she interested in meeting your parents or taking you home to meet their parents? That's a sure find of an individual with serious and honorable intentions. On this point, if he or she passes the test so far and they are good listeners, and they have the voice of compassion, and they're interested in your family and interested in you, you have a serious candidate, okay, with honorable intentions. So move forward in this match, because your chances of marital success are fantastic. Now, at this point in the game, if they don't pass these three tests, and if they're lacking all three, then go forward. This is not your spouse. So if you're married already, test yourself as to the respect you give to your spouse's parents and family. I always say, a segula for good shalom bais, a way to build good shalom bais is to call your in-laws before Shabbos, tell them a good Shabbos. Because warm and peaceful relationships with your parents and in-laws, they do wonders for happy marriage. Now, on picking a partner for life, you're better off using your brain than your heart. There's plenty of time, you've got all your life to use your heart. So ask yourself once again, does a person have a good heart, kind and considerate? Are they even-tempered? Are they decent? Are they dependable? Are they modest? Do they come from a family with healthy interpersonal relationships? And do you have a common goal? More than anything, once again, does that person have a good heart? Now, if you're not Hasidic and you are dating, then you have to do your homework. Okay, if the date is only trying to use you for a good time, then let him or her walk, take a long walk off a short bridge. Good riddance, bye-bye, you don't need that person. Whatever you do, don't let meaningless coffeehouse expressions of love make your head spin. Talk to your friends and your acquaintances. Speak with their roommates or colleagues. Make sure that there are no skeletons in the closets like substance abuse or gambling or porno addictions, heaven forbid. You'll be saving yourself from unpleasant surprises and raising your chances for future success. Most important, speak to the prospective person's rabbi or spiritual guide. That is really important. And make sure they're objective. So go for the good heart, and you're going to be happy for the rest of your life. May Hashem help you find lasting marital happiness and bring wonderful children into the world. Amen. I'm looking forward to dancing at your wedding and hoping to get lots of wedding invitations this year. God bless.